from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have not found out anything yet.
Okay, so
in terms of the guest front.
Okay, well, I guess it'll be noon then. Right?
Ideally, yes.
It'll be at noon.
Waiting on confirmation for noon.
Noon, 12:10, something like that, 12:15. We'll get them. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider of over 50 years. And, of course, it is 11:37, time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. And, of course, our football coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon using their savings calculator. Find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We have basically, you know, we've talked a little bit about the Brandon Ayuk situation already. We've talked a little bit about Penn State and West Virginia. Obviously, a big game tomorrow. It's pretty clear that Morgantown is going to be a nuts place tonight. Like, if you're bored, looking for something to do, looking to be entertained, I'm pretty sure you could just drive down to Morgantown and find some shenanigans to get into tonight.
Yeah, good luck finding a parking spot or anywhere around there to freely roam around. But, yeah, I imagine that the next 48 hours are going to be absolutely insane down there.
I mean, well, maybe not 48, maybe 26.
Probably 48. It's Morgantown. Who are we kidding?
Yeah, but if they lose, a lot of the wind goes out of the sails.
Fair.
Yeah, I mean, quickly. I remember the night after the 13-9. You know, the 13-9 debacle when they lost to Pitt. I remember walking out of the stadium and driving. You know, I covered the game, so there was probably like, you know, an hour and a half after the game was over. I had to write my story and whatever, and I remember driving through thinking, boy, it's very, very quiet tonight. Very quiet. And mostly because they lost. Now, I remember also a night when I covered them playing Virginia Tech. West Virginia played Virginia Tech on a Thursday night. And West Virginia won. And all hell broke loose.
Were couches being burned?
From where I was sitting in the press box typing, you could actually look down over the hill and see many things being burned. And all the apartments and all the, you know what I'm saying?
I think I saw a few after covering the Pitt West Virginia game last year down in Morgantown.
Yeah, I mean, it was absolutely just crazy. It was a total madhouse. In fact, people were so excited. I mean, they were just throwing stuff onto the field. They, you know, rushed the field. They were throwing, you know what I mean? They were picking up bags of ice that were on the, you know, that were on the benches. They were just picking them up and throwing the ice everywhere. It was crazy.
Bags of ice?
Yeah. There was ice, you know, that they had, I guess, on the sidelines for the players. There were the fans that rushed the field throwing the ice, throwing everything that wasn't, you know, that wasn't tied down. I also covered a game. I covered a Pitt, it would have been Pitt-Ohio U game, where Ohio U beat Pitt. Tyler Palko threw an interception in overtime, and Ohio U beat him. And I'm there, the stadium, we had to come down out of the press box and walk across the field to get to where we do interviews. as I'm walking across the field, I had to like dodge the excited mob because they had torn down the goalposts and were carrying it out of the stadium.
That's a good point. I mean, I kind of forgot about that from last year. West Virginia, to go and talk to WVU players, you have to go across the field through a couple hallways, through a couple more back channels to get to the press conference.
Yeah. And you have to walk down through the stands.
Yeah.
And, you know, you walk down all the way down through the stands, and then, absolutely. I love going down there, though. I love covering games down there. It is a lot of fun.
I'm looking at some of the pictures that McAfee's posting right now of probably 1,000 people, probably more than that, maybe 1,500 that are all just standing out by the set waiting to watch the show. They're throwing footballs around. Traffic continues to be backed up on 79. Pretty interesting.
Well, it looks like they're having a good time for sure. I mean, it's so hot, though. Why would you want to be standing there in that crowd?
Why wouldn't you want to be standing there? If you're from West Virginia, why would you, or going to WVU, why would you not want to go to this event?
I would want to be somewhere underneath shade with a cold beer in
There's
my
trees.
Hand.
There's trees. I'm sure they have cold beer.
With a cold beer in my hand. I don't see many beers in this crowd. I see people just standing along the fence.
Well, not yet. They're just getting going. It's a long 4 hours of drinking coming up for West Virginia.
My question is, at like 3 a.m, are there still going to be people out here on this lawn? Like just basically saying to hell with it, we're starting our tailgating now.
I'm sure a couple people will be. They want to be the ones that get on camera. Some news reporting outlet will say, look at these guys standing out here at 3 a.m. ready to go with their WVU shirts on, their tailgating. They already got their grills and tents out here.
Yeah. It's incredible to me. So I feel like it's now, now going to be interesting to see who's the last man standing at 3 a.m. Because you're right. I'm sure they've already started. They're drinking. And so the party has begun. We got Pat Bostick to talk about a party. There's going to be a big party in the North Shore tomorrow, right? Because of the
Kent State Pitt game.
Pitt gets started, and look, Pitt is one of the most intriguing teams that we've got. Pitt is very similar to the Steelers, and that is we all just want to see what it looks like, right? We all just want to see what it looks like. And so, you know, this offense at Pitt where they're going to snap it every 7 seconds and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
What's the over-under on the number of minutes, or maybe quarters, the number of quarters it takes before Pat Narduzzi loses his mind because this offensive coordinator wants to throw it 50 times in a row? There's going to be a point.
Halfway through the West Virginia game.
There's going to be a point where he's going to be, I'm not comfortable with this anymore, right? It's just not how he's built.
And you got a redshirt freshman quarterback who it seems like, well, he's going to get the start, but it seems like he's going to be your guy now.
Yep.
Unless he does not perform well against Kent State, and I would imagine that he would. If you don't look good against Kent State, I don't know what to tell you.
Right. It is. It's really going to be interesting. And then, of course, I think that we've got another week to worry about the Steelers before they get started. But boy, it's great that football's back, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm pumped.
I mean, football season is different.
You long for it to be back, and then when it finally is, I don't know. It's just a different feeling.
I think it's so important, though. I mean, football is such a big part of the fabric here, isn't it? In this area, in Western PA, people love football. Whether it's high school football, college football, pro football, whatever, people just love it. I mean, you know, it's not what it used to be, you know, 15, 20, 25 years ago. I get it. But there's still a lot of towns that you can go to on a Friday night if there's a high school football game where the whole town is there. You know what I mean? The whole town is there to
watch.
You
still see it.
You still see it, especially some of these smaller communities. You know, it's like, okay, Friday night, what do? Well, the high school football team is playing. We go, even if we don't have a person on the team, we go to the game.
That's where I think it's more prevalent. Like, look at Fort Cherry. They have Matt Sieg, the great quarterback, who's getting all these offers. He's getting looks from, like, Penn State, Pitt, and whatever. That is a very small town. They've come together.
Right.
Whippeal champs. Really good in states. That type of smaller community, smaller aspect, right. Kind of like what I saw going to Waynesburg.
Yeah.
What they got at Waynesburg Central, Mapletown, all those type of places. That, I think, is where it's a lot more exactly the same that it was 20, 30, 40 years
ago. Have you ever been to Mapletown High School?
No, I've not.
Have you ever been to Carmichael's High School?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No, I don't think I have.
Have you ever been to Fraser High School?
No.
Have you ever been to Jefferson Morgan High
School? No, I've not.
So how do we know
explore.
They're real places?
They are real places.
I've never met anybody that's ever been to any one of those places.
Ask Richard Krause at Waynesburg, because he coaches against all of them at Carmichael.
No, I said, I don't know that I've ever met anybody that's ever been to any one of those high schools. Carmichael's, Fraser. I think I've met a few people that have actually been to Avella High School.
They're all single A, double A.
Yeah, they're all small places.
Pretty small.
Right?
Don't venture towards the city as much.
Avella High School, I think maybe I've met somebody that's actually been to Avella High School. But some of these places, I'm like, do they really exist? Like, I've never met anyone that's been to Mapletown High School. I've never met anyone that's ever been to, Fraser, Carmichael's, yeah. Beth Center.
Beth Center is one I was thinking of, too.
I mean, no disrespect to those places. I'm just saying. McGuffey's another one. I don't know that I've ever met anyone that's actually been to McGuffey.
My friend used to teach at McGuffey.
Well, then
it's real.
Then it's real. It exists. That's what we're, trying to establish. Are they real places?
They're not going to make up. These are not fake places that they just make up, Paul.
I'm just saying.
Drop a pin on a map and let's call it Mapletown. Call it Avella.
Right.
There's a Jefferson Morgan grad that's texting in. It is real.
It is a real place. But yeah, we have.
Why are we disputing if these are real places? They're not. They're all real places.
I'm not.
It's not fake.
I'm not disputing it. I'm just saying I've never met anybody that's been to these places. So how do I know they're real?
I wonder what the graduating classes are like for those type of 1A schools.
Well,
what is Brentwood's graduating class? It's like right next to me, and I don't know how much it is. I think it's like 70 a year, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, you look at some of these places, and this is, one of the things I've often said. If you're only graduating 60 or 70 people, why are you a high school? I know that's not always popular, but why are you a high school? It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I've often said that we could consolidate a lot of schools. Now, I know everybody wants to have their little school in their little town. I get it. But when we talk about resource management, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It just doesn't. Nevertheless, we were talking earlier about the Brandon Ayuk situation. The fact that it finally came, to a resolution, and he's not a Steeler. And so it is amazing to me, now, when I look at the Steelers and I say, wait a second, what are they going to do at receiver? What is their plan at receiver? How are they going to get through here? We had one caller that disputed and said, basically, we've got, you know, we've got Van Jefferson, and he's going to be much better than we think. Okay. I hope so, for the Steelers' sake. But again, someone would have to show me a guy in his, what, sixth year, seventh year, whatever he's in, who suddenly becomes what he hasn't been for 5 or 6 years. That's what I would like to see. Maybe there's an example that you can find. You'd be hard pressed to find it. But it seems to me like they haven't gone out and done a really good job of making sure that they take care of a really important position. That's just to me what it comes down to. You can't expect your offense to flourish if you've only got one guy that teams are scared of. And right now, I look at it like that. And I'll tell you another thing that's really, 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 Austin, really kind of ridiculous. They're spending almost nothing on their quarterback position.
Not like $6 million total, like that?
They should be able to spend a lot of money on other stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, they have like, what, $13 million? Currently to still work with?
Yeah.
So, Paul, I pulled up a list of wide receivers that are available. Free agent wide receivers.
Okay.
Could I interest you in Hunter Renfro roaming across the middle of the field?
I mean, is he really much better than any of the guys they have?
I actually am pretty high on Hunter Renfro. I think he'd be their second best receiver right now. And probably third behind Roman Wilson, who I'm also probably too high on.
Okay.
Michael Thomas, who has not regained his form from 4 years ago. Any interest there?
Probably. He's probably done.
Corey Davis reuniting with Arthur Smith.
Corey Davis.
Remember, then he signed a big deal with the Jets. And like most players who go to the Jets, did nothing.
Maybe. Probably not. I don't know that he does a whole lot more. You know what I mean?
What about the ghost of Christmas past, Julio Jones? Would you bring him back and try to regain his form from yesteryear?
He's done. No.
What about Alec Erickson, the old Bengals wide receiver? Or Randall Cobb, Aaron Rodgers' old buddy?
No.
Richie James, Marquez Callaway? Do you want a reunion with Chase Claypool or James Washington?
No, that doesn't do anything for me either.
Russell Gage, old wide receiver in Atlanta?
No.
Willie Snead. Remember him?
Oh, my God.
Philip Dorsett, the speedster from Indianapolis?
You're hurting my ears now.
It's just getting worse and worse.
It's just ridiculous.
Jalen Reagor, the TCU bust wide receiver Philadelphia picked?
I mean,
Ben Skowronek.
What about the guy that did you say the guy that the Chiefs cut?
Kadarius Toney. Do you want him?
I'm just saying. I mean, no. There isn't a whole lot out there, right?
There's nothing out there other than Michael Thomas and Hunter Renfro. Maybe Corey Davis.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.